One thing to remember about Darwin when he comes back from the Beagle Voyage is that he is very interested in these big theoretical questions, but that certain aspects of them are actually quite dangerous within early Victorian society. They're things that are speculative, effectively. They're virtually non-scientific in some ways. Where do new species come? Where do we come from? Where do our morals come from? These kinds of questions were not things that were discussed every day within reputable scientific circles. If they were discussed at all, it was among medical men of a certain radical stripe, by Frenchmen, by immature students at Cambridge. But it wasn't something that serious people really worked through. So Darwin begins to keep a series of secret notebooks during the 1830s and on into the 1840s, working through what gradually becomes, for him, a new theory of how species come into being and the answers to some of these bigger sorts of questions.